is a living organism, multiplying constantly, surrounded by predators. There's no room for idle time or second guessing. New discoveries are made hourly. New ideas are ready to be devoured and redefined. This business is binary. You're one or a zero. Alive or dead. There is no second place.
It's been suggested by the media and Congress that you're violating antitrust laws and threatening competition.
Mr. Winston, can you reasonably deny that you have a monopoly in this area?
Well, the only monopoly we have at NERV, Congressman, is a monopoly on excellence. This is still a free market.
But a free market encourages competition. You prevent it.
Congressman, I don't need to remind you that the essence of competition has always been quite simple. Any kid working in a garage anywhere in the world with a good idea can put us out of business.
Try a threat notification scheme to pick up that threat.
Wilson, go back up. Move.
Teddy, I think I found our bottleneck.
God, that feels good. It's
gorgeous.
We are geeks.
Three months from today, NERV will launch Synapse, transforming the way humans communicate. With Synapse, the entire world will be able to send or receive any message, be it audio, video, or text, on any medium. Synapse will fully unite the global village.
Set yourself a real ticking clock here, Gary. All of your competitors are desperate to get to the marketplace with this technology before you. It's even been suggested that you won't hit this very ambitious launch date.
We're going to hit that day. You can bet on it.
How can you be sure?
We'll do whatever it takes to get there.
Pace yourself, Meyer.
Over here. Milo, what do you think of this?
I know I promised my mom we were going to make this garage famous, but I really don't think we're going to be here that long. Because I've got us three appointments with venture capitalists.
Oh, that is fantastic. I can stop taking calls from those corporate recruitment losers.
I'll do the talking, Brian.
Here's the shirt. Oh, guys, what are these? Don't you know, the worse you look, the smarter they think you are.
Oh, they're going to think you're a genius, Brian.
I just sent Milo and Teddy, and the wallets, like, flew open. They were dying to give me their money. You guys are the greatest duo since Hewlett and Packard, Lennon and McCartney.
Ben and Jerry.
Well, I'm Lennon, okay, Teddy?
Does that make me Yoko?
Look, Alice, you gotta make him do a startup with Teddy.
Larry, if he wants to go take a few interviews, check out his options, as his friend, I think that you should support him in that. Want to know the best way to manipulate somebody?
Yeah.
Don't try.
As graduating students of the Stanford University Computer Science Department, you have a magnificent foundation, in theory. What you need is a creative,
so
innovative,
progressive.
The guy knows how to get people's attention. He does.
It's the nerve.
Shut up.
Trying to listen.
Who will field your questions? Thanks for taking the time to check us out. I look forward to seeing some of you up here at the NERV campus in the near future.
Questions?
Thanks,
cool. I got a question for him.
All right. You all have some questions, so fire away. We're interested in his mind, so.
Why not make Synapse open source?
I'll do my best to answer the question.
Don't you have enough money? Nice.
Here's an interesting question. What kind of beverages do you offer your programmer?
Oh, come on.
What do you expect?
He's avoiding the issue, man. He should run for president or something.
Mind-altering beverages.
I'm just going to throw these at you, you know, like they do at the zoo. Check.
Hello?
It's for you.
Hello?
Milo? This is Gary Winston. I've heard great things about your work. I'm hoping you and your friend Teddy can come up here.
Hey, Larry, you still got my Union Jack CD?
No, I gave it back. Okay, I don't know who this is, but your timing really blows because I just saw him in a live chat.
Right. Well, a pair of airline tickets are on their way to you. I'd love to show you some of the things we're doing here.
Who was it?
Gary Winston.
That'd be funny.
I spoke to Gary Winston.
I can't believe you're not going to take that ticket. Give it to me.
You don't want to work there, Brian.
They squeeze everybody out of business. They get bigger and fatter.
That's why I want to work there.
I'm sure he didn't ask for my number. Milo, we can't go up there. They don't even know the meaning of open source. You know this. We've talked about this. They just want to own everything. They clone stuff, they reverse engineer it.
I know.
Everybody's stuck with their inferior proprietary version. They're being investigated by the Justice Department, for Christ's sakes. Tell them, Larry.
I think that he should go up there and check it out if he's curious.
You do?
Sure. I mean, it's your life.
I need another beer.
Convince Fred Teddy to come, huh?
No, he's pretty tight with his folks.
Yeah, we can move him up here, same as yours.
My parents are dead.
I'm sorry, Mom.
So how far is the campus?
Oh, we're not going to campus.
Say is it's unfortunate. We offered a lot of money, a substantial amount of money, Gary. No sale.
Can we buy into their stock, or is that a Justice Department problem, too?
There is no stock, Randy. I mean, there's no company.
Gary Winston's office can help you. Thanks for holding. Yes, he's in a conference right now. Can you take a message?
The cold, hard facts are that anything is possible. Anything. Mm-hmm. Anything. You're just not thinking creatively. I have every confidence that you can do that, Phil.
This is a difficult one, but we're going to prevail.
All right.
Gary Winston's office. Let me check that for you. I'm sorry, I don't see anything here.
Milo?
I'll just get
back to you. All right. Not every day we have a genius in the house. You want a soda pop or something?
No, thanks.
What? Digital canvas. The house knows the paintings I like, knows my favorite music. Same for anybody else that's in the system. There's a little sensor detects who's in the room.
Doesn't Bill Gates have something like that?
Bill who? No. His is primitive. So I understand you're thinking of doing a startup.
Yeah. My friends and I have been planning on doing a media delivery system for a long time. It'd be open source. We'd offer it free to everybody, just charge for tech support.
Wow, free. This is a cutthroat business we're in, Milo. It's just a matter of time before someone borrows your technology, improves it, and makes $1 billion on it. What'd you do with $1 billion, Milo?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what you could do. You could take that money, put it back into technology.
education, the arts. You can transform culture. I fund an opera company, symphony orchestras, museums, theaters. I have donated thousands of computers to schools throughout the country. The question really is, how many of the people that you share your discoveries with will be altruistic? And how many will make fortunes off of your generosity?
Come on in here.
Check this out. Huh?
This is a Synapse satellite.
You bet. We got 240 of these up there. 12 different orbital patterns, 20 satellites. Mother satellite of each ring passes over us every night at 10 o'clock to allow for station keeping, reprogramming, etc. They in turn pass the data along to the sister satellites in their ring.
That's the coolest thing I've ever seen.
I'm totally wrapped up in it. It's like I've got my own mission control right here on my PC. Activation codes, IP addresses, flight path. It's the best train set ever, huh?
Exactly.
We've loaded a back door to receive Synapse transmissions in all of our OS software for the past 6 years. We've developed compression schemes and file formats that achieve connectivity. But we have a problem. You know what that problem is?
Your adapters can't overcome the bandwidth limitations of wireless handhelds.
That's right.
Data takes too long to download, so your image gets...
The image goes fuzzy.
Fuzzy, yeah. Can you get this done in time to meet your date?
To you, I can. So I understand your friend Teddy's kind of attached to his parents. It's very commendable.
Well, the truth is, he's...
Well, I know. He thinks we've cloned too many programs and forced people to buy our inferior versions of blah, 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 ad infinitum, ad nauseum. I've heard it all before. I even understand it. It's the nature of competitive business. When you're on top, people attack the quality of your product. It comes with the territory. It's when the attacks get personal. The Gary Winston is Satan websites digitizing my wife's face on porn star bodies. I don't like that. You're one of maybe 20 programmers in the world with the mastery it's going to take to finish this thing. We'd love for you to join us. The future holds limitless possibilities, Milo. You decide what the future holds for you. Let me know. You know, I look at you and I see something I haven't seen in 20 years.
What?
I see me.
When's Brian coming for the TV?
I don't know. I'm gonna leave you two alone, okay?
Why are you doing this?
Teddy, come on.
He can't hit his date without you, can he? Remember that lecture Giddings gave about open source?
Yeah.
He said human knowledge belongs to the world. Like Shakespeare, aspirin.
Teddy, I know you're disappointed. I just feel like this is the right thing to do for now. They were interested in you too. Gary even mentioned you.
Yeah, well, I'm not interested in them.
That's fine. I get what's important to you. This is important to me. And I know you're going to get your venture capital.
We did. We had to settle for $850 because we lost you.
So it'll be enough. It'll be enough because they got you. We're both going to do something great.
Sure. I just thought we were going to do it together.
Milo. This is Mr. Barton from the...
Department of Justice.
Sorry about the glass.
No problem. Don't worry, Milo. I'm here as a friend. I understand you signed up with Gary Winston. You know, Milo, we're at a great disadvantage with Nerve. I mean, our experts are not as smart as theirs. The truth is, we could do with a real smart guy on our team to help us pick our fights. I'm going to take a real shot in the dark here, okay? I can offer you $42,000 a year and a Buick if you'll change your mind and join us. I'm hoping you have a feeling that that is the right thing to do.
I'm sure what you're doing is important, Mr. Barton. I just feel like this is kind of my time to make my mark.
No, like I said, it is a shot in the dark. No, please, please, keep it. If you see something up there that rubs you the wrong way, do the right thing.
Building.
Oh, that's building number 21. It's way behind schedule. It's still off limits.
It's a digital broadcast space. Taking forever to get the fiber optics linked in there.
This is the daycare center. Gary's put a lot of money in there, and the people with kids are not even hot shot boots or anything. They're just like the payroll clerks or whatever.
That's cool.
I know, that's really cool.
Card's encoded. Tell us who came through the door and when. If you see a tailgater, that's somebody coming on your swipe, report him. You see somebody wandering around without ID, it is your duty to challenge him. I don't give a shit if you're a stock option billionaire. You don't challenge, I'll have your butt.
He seems a little tense.
Oh, Schrott?
Yeah.
He gets his chain pulled a lot by the geeks around here because he's non-tech. He's an ex-cop or whatever.
Whoa, Lisa actually looked at you. She's got a heavy graphics background. She's programming scalable user interfaces for the Synapse modules. She's a smart girl. Every geek here's got a thing for Lisa, but she won't let anyone get near her.
I have a girlfriend.
What? You got like a girlfriend, like a three-dimensional girlfriend? That's really rare around here.
So, welcome to the egg. Everybody listen up. Listen up, have your attention, please. This is Milo, this is everybody. Darren, you get to know everybody, I'm sure. And this is your world. You are now officially an Eggman. So we got an electronic copy of Gary's book with complimentary player, as well as an audio version narrated by Gary, of course. Handheld digi, cell phone, and the keys to your brand new car. I guess that's it, man. Your counselor will be by to fill you in on the rest of the details. You're going to love it here.
Thank you, and thanks for...
Oh, my pleasure, man. Good luck.
Hey, Milo, just a little advice. Don't get too close to Stinky.
Hysterical, Desi. What do they do for a village idiot when you're here?
Dude, what do they do with all the air fresheners while you're here?
I don't know.
Busy?
No. I'm just actually waiting for my counselor to come by and introduce himself.
Oh. Hello, Milo. I'm Gary.
All right.
Come on. Let me introduce you to the rest of the team.
Hey, Sticky.
Oh, hi, Gary. How's it going?
Hey, Gary. How's it going?
Desi and Stinky are working on compression.
Josh and Venkat are writing protocol handlers.
This is Milo. Milo is working on the all-important adapter.
I announced the launch date for Synapse. It wasn't arbitrary, but it wasn't based on our progress either, as you know. If we do not have a workable version of Synapse, by then, it's over, folks. And this is the glib little headline you'll be seeing throughout the world. Not gonna happen, is it?
No.
Is it?
No.
Not going to happen. There are no constraints, no boundaries. Surprise me. Challenge me. Defy me. Defy yourselves. You have a choice. You can be forgotten, or you can be remembered as one of the noble few who made it. Now's the time to go way beyond your potential. Now's the time to dig down deep, folks. Now's the time to show why you are the elite, the chosen few, the rare lights that give this company its uniqueness. It's luminescence. Now's the time to shine!
Corporate condos are almost as romantic as they sound, so she brought me here, and... Well, I think it's... What do you think?
Did I tell you he's never been anybody's counselor before? I did. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. The house is great.
It's great. And
yeah?
So are you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Really?
Really. Come on. I love it.
You do?
Show me the bed.
Write software, which is our greatest work before age 30. As I grow older, I know how important it is to access
parental
software. Software is binary, a one or a zero, a lie or a dead. There is no second place.
Oh, hi, Gary.
In the middle of something? No, I'm...
Check this out.
Huh?
Huh?
Wow. Who did this? Josh or Venkat or what?
Somebody, yeah. Think you can use it?
Yeah, the compression is awesome.
Yeah.
Well, come on. Structure's perfect.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh,
so much fun. I'm doing this.
The governor of Missouri has called upon the president to declare a state of emergency. In local news, a tragic car accident took the life of Portland-area computer software entrepreneur William Sub, a computer science graduate from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and a genius in his field. Sup was found to have both legally prescribed Prozac and alcohol in his car.
Mother?
Just north of Portland, where Sup last year...
Hi.
Pretty famous around here.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit of a teacher's pet rep.
I wouldn't worry about it. I mean, you gotta figure most people around here were their teacher's pets.
Were you?
We moved around a lot. I barely knew my teachers.
Me too. I did. What, were you an army brat or something?
Yeah, something like that.
What do you got there?
I wanted to show you the interface systems for Synapse.
Okay, yeah.
I'm Lisa, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
Hi, you've reached the office of Skull Box. Teddy and Larry are out right now. Leave a message and we'll call you back when you're out and leave you one.
Hey, Teddy, it's Milo. Just calling because it's been a while, and I guess I'm kind of hoping you're not still pissed at me.
Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Okay, I guess.
And Larry?
Good, yeah.
So, you guys making progress?
Sorry, that's classified information. I mean, we had to sign all those non-disclosure forms. You know how it
is. Oh, yeah. Me too, yeah. Still, work's not the only thing to talk about, is it?
Oh, of course not.
So, what you been up to?
Working. It's good to hear from you. Even though you are the enemy now.
Gary Winston's office, can you help me? Thank you. Thank you so much for holding. How can I help you? Let me just check that for you.
The Department of Justice says that if we acquire Netmail, they will view it as anti-competitive.
Well, why didn't you tell me this before we decided to forego R&D?
Well, at the time, they indicated that it wouldn't be a problem. They have a bureaucratic mindset, Gary.
I count on you to solve problems, whatever it takes. Show me some kind of creativity.
Gary, we're talking about the law. It's not like making software. There are limits.
Well, sorry, I don't see anything here. You'll have to get back to me.
No limits!
Thank you.
Stop thinking like a lawyer for a second and show me some kind of creativity!
I'm sorry he's in a conference right now. Can I take a message, please? Let me check that for you. No, I'm sorry, I don't see anything here. He'll have to get back to you. Gary Winston's office, can you help, please? You can go on in now, Milo. Gary Winston's office? Yes, he's in a conference right now. Can I take a message?
Gary, you want to see me?
Yeah. Take a look.
This is amazing. Who's doing all this?
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Huh? Nothing.
I'm sorry. That wasn't meant for you. The Justice Department is driving me nuts. They make everything strategic I do look sordid. Every good chess player knows his opponent's moves before he makes them. Everyone in business tries to get ahead. I get there first. I'm a bad guy. What are we doing here? Are we making chemical weapons? Kitty porn? Are we strip mining? No. Why are they after me? The software business is binary. You're a one or a zero. Alive or dead.
It scales, don't you think?
Definitely, I know.
Yeah.
It's your copy.
I want to speak to you soon. But I think I cracked it, Larry. I really think I cracked it.
Are you going to tell me what's bothering you or not?
Okay.
Okay.
Gary gave me a new compression scheme today. I said, who's doing all this? Because I was impressed. I wanted to know where it was coming from, right?
Mm-hmm.
He just lost it. Like, he shouted at me. He had this, like, look in his eyes. Like,
how horrible.
Yeah.
But where did it come from?
I don't know. That's what I've been asking myself. I asked around. Nobody knows anything about it. So does he have some genius stowed away somewhere? And if he does, then why not let him write Synapse? I'm not saying it makes any sense.
Oh, hey, honey. Sesame seeds. What? Excuse me? Could you take that away? Thank you.
I'm so stupid.
Hey. He is a genius, don't forget. If anybody other than you could write this thing as quickly as you're saying, wouldn't it maybe be him?
Yes, you're right. The guy's a genius. Synapse is all he cares about, and I'm being oversensitive for a change.
To geniuses. You know what? Sometimes it helps to get out of here just for an hour or so.
Hey, Milo!
Brian! Just dropped off my resume. Nearly got in the door. You're living up here now?
I'm systems administrator at the local public access station, where any whack job with $100 gets his own show. God, does it suck. Can you help me? Put in a word.
I'll see what I can do, yeah.
Well, I'm parked illegally.
Okay.
They pushed up the schedule on all the Synapse applications. How fast are you going?
There is no second place. Plus, every time I get jammed up, Gary comes up with something.
Did Gary give you a new design or something?
Yeah, I must have offended him because he yelled at me. People don't ever just, like, hand you stuff.
Maybe once. I reconfigured it anyway.
You're compulsive.
Moments that you want to hold, that you want to share, at home, at school, at work. You'll keep in touch with the ones you love through Synapse, the first satellite-delivered global communications system. Share live voices, music, pictures or video, data or text with anyone, anywhere, instantly.
Look, Daddy.
Synapse links every communication device on the planet because every moment matters.
I don't know about that. I think I got a problem. I think you do.
Do that.
Hi, honey.
Hi.
Lisa, this is Alice, and Lisa is doing the user interfaces for Synapse.
Oh. Hi. Milo tells me you're a really great artist. Oh. Yeah, well, he exaggerates. Well, I got a lot to do. It was nice to meet you.
How are you? I'm so surprised. Are you okay? Is everything okay?
Yeah, no. I just wanted to come out and, you know, see what this place is like.
It's really good to see you.
Yeah.
What did the girl say?
Well, there may be a little less trust after you snapped at him. It hasn't affected his work, though.
Nothing does. He's pretty amazing.
What's wrong?
Teddy's been killed.
guns before, just never killed anybody till now. But it's their writing on the wall. Their hate literature was scattered everywhere. Their whole MO, it's like they were asking to be caught. And they've been arrested twice for beating up Asians.
How come they weren't in jail?
People told us to be careful in this neighborhood.
I guess he didn't take them too seriously.
Yeah, well, that's our problem. We don't take anything seriously, do we? It's not on a hard drive.
Hey, I didn't know you guys were working with fiber optics.
Crazy assholes. And he was on the verge of something. He was right there. He was gonna show us the next day. He told me I should get the VC to line up appointments with a bunch of companies. You know? He said, the answer's not in the box. It's in the band.
You know, I called him last week to, because...
I know. He was happy you did.
Strong, Larry.
Milo. May I join you?
Yeah.
Heard about what happened. I'm very sorry.
Thanks.
Did you talk to him much lately?
Just once. Things weren't that great between us, and we couldn't talk about work because it was off limits. And... Did you have something you wanted to show me?
We can save it for another day.
No, it's okay. It'll help take my mind off things.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I haven't been able to sleep all week. I'm thinking about the push mechanism in the handler, and then it just came to me. It's in the wrong place.
The wrong place.
Yeah. The answer is not in the box. It's in the band. It's in the post-convergence world. It's just too heterogeneous to even consider pre-installing content handlers for new media formats as platforms with strict plugins. If the release management didn't kill you in the first place, then version skew would get you over time. But what about security? Telephony guys would never let their end users install naked
finance. He was on the verge of some
platform.
He was right there.
Being investigated by the Justice Department.
He was right there.
They just want to own everything.
It's not in the box. It's in the band.
It's in the band. We are very... close.
Hey, are you sure you're all right?
I think I need something. I gotta go. Alice! Teddy was onto something very specific. Now he's dead. There's gotta be a connection, Alice. I can feel it.
So what are you saying? You think there's something to do with Teddy's death?
I don't know what I'm saying. All I know is all these ideas keep flying in. He says that any kid working in his garage can put him out of business. It's almost like they know what every kid's doing.
They're hacking into people's computers?
I guess they could get into some people's machines, but not Teddy's. He always had the most paranoid firewalls to protect his data. They have to have been, like, watching him physically.
Watching him physically.
Oh, shit. I think it's at the camera.
Number 21 isn't just a broadcast studio. It's a surveillance post or something. That's why they have those dishes on them.
Milo, think about what you're saying. You honestly think that he murdered somebody?
I don't know. I gotta get in there.
There's over 20 buildings over there, and they're all full of computers.
No. This is the only one with dishes on the roof. The studio's up front. That's why they keep postponing the open.
Okay, now you're scaring me. Do you want to just go? Because we can go. You want to just leave?
Go where? Go where, Alice? You can't get away from people like this.
People like this? This is Gary that you're
talking about. You don't think I know that?
They're under investigation by the Justice Department. I mean, you said yourself that there are guys showing up all the time. I mean, how could they possibly help on hiding a surveillance post? How could they help on hiding anything? You can't get in there anyway. They have swipe cards. They have cameras. I mean, it's like Fort Knox, for Christ's sake.
I'm implicated, Alice.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No,
yes, who's been using this code, huh? Teddy's code, whoever's code this is, I have. How do you think that makes me feel? This is my best friend.
You need to calm down now.
I can't just walk away from
this. Yeah, but you can't just walk in either.
The construction's finished by 6 or 7. The parking lot's clear by 2 or 3 in the morning. Even the earliest geeks don't
need to
about
5. Honey, what are you saying right now?
I'm thinking about how I gotta get in there and find out what the hell is going on.
Okay, well, was it 2 or was it 3? Did you ever really notice? Because you're sounding like a madman.
I won't pretend like everything's okay, Alice. That's how I got into this mess. Alice, listen. Listen, I'm not mad at you. Listen to me. I think I can figure out a way to get in there. But I can't do it on my own, so I need you to help me.
What do I do?
So you believe me?
Just tell me what to do.
Responsibility.
There was an explosion in a closet in building 12.
What? Hey, you can't wander around without ID. Just park your ass in that chair.
We'll be right back.
here. He just hooked it into the switch over here.
So what do we got here, Bob?
Chlorified cherry bomb, some geek's idea of fun. I've been saying we need a camera in this hall.
To protect what? The mops? Somebody's pulling the chain again, Bob.
Unless it's a diversion. Milo Hoffman's in my office. He was tailgating, and I...
Milo's not just another geek. He's very important to Gary, so let's not go there, all right? Okay. See you later.
Is everything okay, Bob?
Hey.
Hi, Gary.
Working kind of late, huh?
Yeah.
Can I take a look? That's nice. That's excellent.
Thanks.
You seem kind of jumpy, Milo.
No, I'm just, I'm a little surprised to see you here now.
Well, I like to sneak in late at night sometimes to see who the obsessive ones are. Don't work too late. I got my eye on you.
Big night. Switched from tea to coffee. Brought new meaning to my work.
Nothing in there.
Well, maybe he'll get back to work now.
Yeah, copy that.
Speaking of which, okay, I'm on my way back.
download core in San Jose.
Oh, shit.
I'll do it.
Shame we just can't walk in the front door.
Yeah, would Bob love that?
going to need a thorough background check. I want to know every organization he's ever been involved with, or church groups.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Martin.
Yes.
Excuse me. Do you remember me?
Milo, isn't it?
Milo. I really need to talk to you, sir.
Right. Give me a few seconds with Lacey here. You can go to my office. I won't be a moment.
Do I make the call?
No, I think you're going
to send him a fax as soon as possible. I don't want to surprise him.
Thank you for seeing me, sir.
No problem. Have a seat.
I'm okay.
You look a little upset.
I am, sir. I am.
What's the problem, son?
My friend, my best friend, Teddy, he was killed in Silicon Valley, and I thought maybe there's some way I could help find the suspects.
You mean Teddy Chen?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess you didn't see the 11 o'clock news last night. San Jose police picked up the suspects, and they're holding them without bail.
That's great. I hope I'll sleep better tonight.
Well, I'm a little disappointed. I thought you decided to join our side.
No, sir. No. I'm real happy there at Nerve. Thank you. And thank you for your time.
So, he didn't mention he was going to the Justice Department?
No.
You're not losing your hold on him, are you, Rebecca?
Don't forget, you're part of the deal. You got a very good thing going here.
Phil, he'll tell me when he gets back.
Well, that'll be a test, won't it?
About you. What did you see in there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
It's exactly what they said it is. An unfinished broadcast studio. Now I think I've been putting my own guilt on Gary.
Guilt?
Yeah, if I'd done the startup, maybe Teddy'd still be alive.
Or maybe he'd be dead too.
Anyway, I figured instead of indulging all these paranoid delusions and scaring you, I should do something useful with my grief. So I went to see that guy Barton at the DOJ. You remember him?
Yeah.
I wanted to see if I could help him find Teddy's killers, and it turns out they got the guys last night, so...
I have been so worried about you. You were right to let him break into 21. He felt pretty foolish afterwards. He said it was all to do with his own guilt, you know, not being there, not doing the startup. I mean, his best friend was just killed.
You're convinced he's completely focused on Synapse again. He's not acting.
No. He's pretty honest with his feelings. I don't think he knows how to act. All right?
Good. That's all for now.
Lisa, I had to tell someone. They know everything about everybody. They're stealing code from all over the place. And sometimes, if somebody gets ahead of them, like Teddy, and it's all undetectable.
What?
The crimes are hand-tailored. These guys are in the information business. If it's a Chinese guy, frame the local races. Plus, I'm sure Gary has maximum deniability. He tells his people, surprise me, solve the problem, defy me. They turn around and tell the next person the same thing.
That sounds crazy. Why would he put himself on the line like that?
Synapse. The guy's invested billions on getting there first. He'll do anything to hit his date. He has to. Lisa... They killed my best friend. Maybe others. I'm living with someone that they pay to sleep with me. We have to do something.
Like what? What can we possibly do?
I don't know yet, but we're one step ahead of them. They don't know I've been in the daycare center, just 21. They let me do that. That's all they know, though. Lisa.
I'm sorry, Milo. All right, I'm sorry.
Lisa, I know why you won't let anybody near you. I know what he did to you. If you leave now, you could be in danger.
He is my stepfather.
They could frame him if they had to, yeah.
What about the FBI?
Too risky. I went to the DOJ, but they got a guy on payroll over there, maybe others. Who knows who they're paying?
Well, who can we trust? I mean, how do you let go of a secret without telling the wrong person?
I don't know. We tell everybody at once. See, that way there's no secret left to protect. If everybody knows, they can't touch us. Right?
What about 60 minutes?
CBS News has partnered with Nerve Information Systems and a cable news network due to launch fall of 2001. And while Time Warner has a 40% stake in Gary's set-top device that also takes out CNN, Disney joins Nerve in new venture. ABC is out. Like, any of these places could have a mole, or all of them. Wait.
What?
How close are you to finishing Synapse? He's got all the satellites up. Their dish is on top of 21. He's building this mega network just for Synapse. We can connect to everybody on every device simultaneously. That's what Synapse is. That's what we'll use.
Got it.
So what's in the daycare center is a ton of raw material that's all over the place. What I need you to do is design some kind of a graphic format so people can follow what they're seeing.
No problem.
Shit.
What?
I'd have to get into Gary's house to get the satellite addresses. He's running the whole thing from his workroom.
You mean break in?
I don't know. And what if the dishes on top of 21 aren't hot yet? The place isn't even finished.
I'll go look.
Not afraid.
Welcome back to Good Morning Portland. This Thursday, 50 of Portland's elite couples will attend a gala party at the home of Gary and Clarissa Winston to raise money for the Portland Art Museum. Julie is at the museum.
Last year's partygoers pledged over $2 million to this museum.
Look at this.
What?
Why doesn't he invite us to his party? He's never even met you.
Milan has thousands of employees.
I know, Alice, but this is for the art museum, and you're an artist. If anybody should be invited, you should.
This is not a live feed. This is playback from some other day. It's been messed with. Do we call Randy and Phil?
Not yet. I'll have to bust my ass because I'm not in freaking Mensa. I swear to God, it's that kid Milo. Let's run a check on card entries. Go back 2 weeks.
Skullbox, Larry speaking.
Hey, Larry, it's Milo.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
I'm good. I'm back in the garage. I didn't want to stay at that other place.
What's up? Milo?
You there?
Larry, you got a second?
I might need your help with something.
You bet, man. Name it.
Milo, giving a benefit for the art museum Thursday night. I thought you'd like to bring Alice.
It's great, thank you.
It's hard to believe, notice.
Thank you.
21 twice without coming out. You came out twice without going back in. Who are you, Harry Houdini?
No. This thing is screwed up. Look. It's also got me going into daycare that night.
Daycare center's not in your tour.
Exactly. I've never been in there.
Milo, we're late.
I'm coming. I just gotta find some scissors for this,
fill the synapse pipeline.
Oh, great.
The marketing implications are epic. The kid is watching the movie, points and clicks at the laser blaster, and before the reel is even over, he's bought the toy.
I think so. Just to hell with the story, how many toys can you sell? What about the
artist? The only art left in America is business, and you're standing in Da Vinci's house.
Where's the bathroom?
ready to work?
I got inspired. I didn't want to forget it, so I came here to write it down. Sorry if I was rude.
I know what you're doing, Milo. I just want to know that it's not affecting your work.
I don't know what you mean.
Milo, I'm not blind. Lisa's a very attractive young woman. God knows. And your private life is your own. But we're very close to our launch date. And I need you to keep your eye on the ball.
I understand, Gary.
Good. Let's go have a drink.
Get the backslash, get the colon. Keys kids don't use, but geeks do. Or what Milo wanted here anyway.
Yeah, they know. Just don't trust me with it. So we'll get the evidence first. Ask questions later. You get started on that one.
What if he knows what we're doing? Do you think he's toying with us?
How much time do you need?
2 days. Now, did you write the code to sequence the video files?
Yes, and the audio is done. The text file will feed through a voice synthesizer.
Hey! You're back! I bought a Hunan cookbook. Because we're always so afraid for you to eat in Chinese restaurants. I've been mincing and chopping things into teeny-weeny pieces all afternoon.
But you never cook.
I know. I'm gonna go change.
Upstairs and get changed.
I love the way you look.
Thanks.
Hey, do we have any chopsticks?
Yeah.
Right. A toast.
long life.
Delicious.
Yeah. There's something that I need to tell you.
What?
I love you.
Rebecca.
Computers. Harry, believe me, I'm looking at his prints right now. You want Phil to handle it? Whatever you say. Assholes. Screw Gary.
Bob, these guys are criminals. No, I'm going to go out on a limb here because there's a very good chance you're not going to believe a word of what I'm about to tell you.
You'd be surprised what I believe about these people. Show me what you got there.
Trust me, okay? I need you to trust me.
Okay.
He left campus.
He's taking some surveillance data with him.
Don't worry. We know where he is.
Broadcast right now.
You can't preempt yoga. That's our biggest show.
Brian, you want to be a big deal in life, right? That's your dream, isn't it?
Will it mean I get to work for Nerve?
After this, there won't be a Nerve. We're going to bring them down, and you're going to help.
That's the most insane
thing. Come on, man. What have they ever done for you?
Okay.
Great. You want to be a part of history?
Not really.
All right, well, how about an extra $132?
Lift the sternum bone, lift the arms, throw the hip. Slowly. Your interface with the dish.
Okay. Read me these IP addresses starting with number one.
Wait. Phil, come over here. It's almost 10 o'clock. We're going to shut down the mother satellites.
What?
Read me the IP addresses starting with one.
Gary.
Just do it, Phil. It's gone way too far already.
Go, go.
10. 10. 24.
53. 192.
192. Software?
Is it your dish?
Number two. Go.
Give me number two.
Milo, you got some weird looking guys just pulled in.
Brian, don't worry about it. Just give me number two. 10, 43, 84, 143. Shutting down the satellites one step ahead. Go to the end. Give me number 12.
42.
42.
He knows I'm shutting him down.
What?
I know how his mind works. Give me the last one. Number 12.
Gary.
Just do it!
Give me number 5.
48.
29. Hurry up.
Hurry up. 23.
Guys, we're okay. Got under control.
Give us the disc, Milo. Come on.
The disc, Milo, now. Come on. It's over.
Thank you.
with the Mission Impossible 3 bullshit, Milo. You're a geek.
Excellent. We'll be back here in 5 minutes with Milo and the disc.
Journey.
What do you want to do with him?
Surprise me.
Okay, Mr. Schrott, I need the disc that Milo gave you.
You got something non-geeky I can do?
Yeah, we're gonna need a TV set in here.
You got it. What are you typing in there, Larry?
IP addresses. It's like calling up a satellite on the phone. The first two haven't picked up. Come on, pick up, man.
Thank you. And thank you. You have achieved a miraculous thing. I'm so proud of you. Forgive me my methods, but when you got off course, we had to motivate you to keep working on Synapse. Without Lisa here urging you on, we might not have made it.
It's true, Milo. What we've done is so important.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God.
Jerry.
Chess player always knows his opponent's moves before he makes them. Isn't that right, Gary?
You think you know all my moves? You arrogant little bastard. You think they're going to come after me now that Synapse is here? This is the technology that will fuel business for the next 30 years. You think they're going to allow foreign competitors an opening like that? Undermine the entire economy? Over what? A cyber prank?
Then you don't have anything to worry about, do you?
Lawyers at the gate, Gary. They say the feds are on their way.
Oh, Jesus. It's coming from Nervous, Building 21.
Call security. Get someone over there now. Break down the door if you have to. But give me that disc. Get in here! How'd this happen, Phil?
I don't know. She called. She said Milo had Synapse. He'd left the campus and...
You lied for him? You're playing with fire. If you think for a second I won't send you back where you came
from. Hey, Gary, I want you to see this. Are you still proud of me?
I'm not going with you. I'd rather stay here and face the consequences of my own actions than be associated with yours.
This was my Milo.
You tell that to the people you stole it from. Tell it to Teddy.
Come on. It's only a matter of time before someone owns the information. You can't stop it. You slowed it down.
I slowed you down, Gary. That's what matters to me. This isn't a game. In the real world, when you kill people, they die. For real. And in the real world, you're fucked.
Are you coming?
Let him go. Tomorrow he's the most famous geek in the world.
Gary, we need information.
I've been betrayed. Randy and Phil are missing? Something's going on! Take this down! Come to my attention. Certain rogue elements of my company have been involved in illegal activities in an attempt to discredit me and risk control of my company. I'm both shocked and saddened by this betrayal. I will do everything in my power to cooperate with the authorities and bring these criminals to justice.
The FBI agents have arrested Nerve CEO Gary Winston. TVs, cell phones, and PCs were interrupted worldwide last night by a rogue broadcast initiated by programmer Milo Hoffman.
Police have also arrested these other members of Winston's team at a Portland airfield as they attempted to board a private jet. Justice officials reacted swiftly to the broadcast.
Man, Clinton's testimony didn't get this many hits. This is awesome. I mean, there's 400 requests a second, Brian. We did this.
I'm surprised this isn't blowing the server.
Whoa, get over here. Come here. Come here.
Already over 18 million people have downloaded the source code for Synapse from the Skullbox website. Now, Skullbox is thought to have originated right here in this Palo Alto garage.
Is Marlo Hoffman going to testify? Do you know where he is now?
How many hits have you guys made this year?
How does Gary Winston bring Gary Winston?
What's his relationship to Milo Hoffman? Is he going to
be in here? How does he expect a long trial?
Good luck.
Milo, it wasn't all false.
Do you consider this an ultimate victory for open source?
Yeah, I hear that down.
What's that thing you're asking for out of this guarantee?
Excuse me.
My love. You did it, Bart.
Milo, are you going to testify?
Winston always said that any kid in a garage could put him out of business. Is that what you've done, Milo?
This is a garage.
Hey, there he is.
There he is. Now getting worth it.
What is it exactly that you think you've done, Milo, and what does it all mean?
It means we've given Synapse back to the people it was stolen from. Human knowledge belongs to the world.
Can we get a picture of the Skullbox team?
How's this going to affect you?
Thank you.